I'm back in the sensory garden, back at Brampton Park. I've just done food shopping. Took a lot less time than I thought it would, primarily because of the announcement that said the shop was closing in 10 minutes. That does wonders for your shopping speed and prowess. No doubt I'll get home and realise I forgot something drastically important, but for now I don't think I did. Which, well, we'll see. So it's evening ramble number 2. Well, evening ramble, episode 11, number 2 of today. And this topic I quite liked. Well, obviously I liked it, otherwise I wouldn't be doing it. This was Lost Plectrums, which was given to me by Michael on Twitter, and for those who don't know, of course you know, it's all I ever talk about. I'm walking past a bird enclosure, in case you wondered, which also has a rabbit. So, you might be able to hear birds. I might move away from that one, actually. So yes, I'm a musician, I'm in a band, I've been playing music for about 13 years or so. A very long time. So I can probably tell you some stories about Lost Plectrums. I can certainly tell you about, but what I currently have is a plectrum holder type. It's like a small plastic spring-loaded thing. You fill it up with plectrums, you can just take them out quite easily. And I used to have a really good little object that you attached to a mic stand, and then you could slide all like a certain amount of plectrums onto it. You've probably seen them on like live gigs and things. You've probably seen you end up with about 8 plectrums on a little plastic thing that attaches to a mic stand. And I used to have one of those until I left it on the mic stand that I'd at a venue I played at, and I ended up without this rather nifty little piece of kit, which is a pity. I really liked using it. I did take all the plectrums off it, so the plectrums themselves weren't lost, but yes, there have been plenty of times where I've been playing guitar, and usually the thing that makes me lose a plectrum is cold. If I'm playing and it's cold, I haven't usually got the best grip on the plectrum, which obviously causes me to fumble with my hands and drop them. And I think there's a leading theory that suggests that when you drop a plectrum on the floor, much like biro lids, they tend to just sort of disappear into the ether, and you don't know where they go. And that has happened. Happened to me only the other day, actually. But also, I've played gigs where I've fumbled so badly with the plectrum that I've actually dropped it inside the acoustic I was playing at the time. So So I think a lot of most musicians develop a technique of having to use their fingernail as a plectrum until they can stop playing long enough to pick a new one out. Or at least I have. I've done a few gigs where I've just had to carry on playing unplectrumed, which is inconvenient, especially if it's a song like "Don't Tell the Folks Back Home," which is very strum heavy. So luckily, I don't think I've ever dropped a plectrum during that song, because I think if I had to carry on strumming without a plectrum, I would shred my fingers to pieces. But yeah, and I've lost a capo as well. If anyone doesn't know what a capo is, if you've ever seen somebody playing and putting like a clippy sort of implement on the neck of their guitar, that's a capo. And much as with my plectrum strip thing that I've had on mic stands, I always used to put my capo, or I still do, I always put my capo on, just clip it to the mic stand while I'm playing, if I'm not using it. And numerous times people have removed my capo from the mic stand, like, you know, stage crew and stuff, going, "I think this is yours." And I have lost a capo that way. Very saddening that was as well. So, I'm not sure if you're finding this entertaining, but maybe you're finding it relaxing. So, I'm walking at the moment. You might hear occasional crinkling, but I'm desperately trying to keep these carrier bags quiet. And but I'm also using my Evening Ramble audio booze as a way of clearing my head, because it's been a bit clogged up the last couple of days. Current affairs have found their way in and darkened my doorstep a little bit. So, So I've gone out, got a head full of fresh air, and nice amount of birdsong. I like birdsong. You might have heard me talk about it before. And it's quite warm. I've overdressed a little bit. I've got a t-shirt, a shirt, and like a jackety thing. So I'm quite warm now. But ready to chill out this evening and do very little. Back into work tomorrow. This long weekend seems to have flown past. Still a nice peaceful day, and I've just walked past a house that has an amazing garden that I just was able to glimpse around the side of the house. Makes you sick. I'm here living in a terraced house, and then right round the corner there's some really lovely houses with big gardens and spacious. Having said that, I was talking earlier about my hedge and how I'd rather not have it. I would be a lot happier. I'm not very good at gardens and gardening and that kind of thing, so it's all very well being envious of other people's gardens, when in fact I would probably take zero care of it and would resent it deeply within about 6 months. So I'll stop carping on. But anyway, it's time to go. Hope you've enjoyed the evening rambles. It's been nice to do them. And I'll see you on the next one.